This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live. Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is Talk Radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. Let's talk about you. Talk about your health. Let's talk about your life. So whatever you're struggling with, we can talk about it. Whatever health challenge you've been diagnosed with, we'll talk about it. And a lot of times, if it's not for you, maybe it's for a friend, a family member, a coworker, a loved one, somebody that really needs help with their health. And we can help you go from where you are in your current state of health right now to where you need to be. The body changes, but the question is, are you willing to change? Are you willing to go from where you are to where you need to be? And if you say, yes, I am. Yes, I'm willing to change. And many times you can. And it's amazing how the body will respond in kind. But you have to be willing to. No one else can do it for you. It's a big take responsibility health message. That's what this is all about. Now, a new study about traffic pollution, how it may boost your risk of heart attack. Time magazine talked about it. It said exposure to high levels of traffic pollution may boost your risk of heart attack, according to a new study on BMI.com. And so the study was found in the risk of the transient lasting 1 to 6 hours rather than overall risk of heart attack. Exposure to pollution appeared to precipitate cardiac events in people who are already at a higher than average risk. Researchers in epidemiology in London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine analyzed the data on about 80,000 people between 2003 and 2006. England and Wales tried to determine if patients' exposure to ambient air pollution was really valid. From the National Air Quality Archive, the data offered information about pollutant particles in the ozone, like carbon monoxide, sulfur dioxide, and nitrogen dioxide levels. But after controlling the environmental factors like air temperature, humidity, and viral infection rates, they did find that after about 72 hours of exposure to pollution, that the risk remained elevated for only 6 hours. The findings are in line with previous research that have also found air pollution to have immediate negative effect on heart health. So in this study, bottom line is, we know air pollution is always tough. We know that it's tough on our bodies, but we didn't know that it had or led to issues within cardiovascular disease or cardiovascular risk. So that's something definitely to be considered and something to be concerned about. So if you live in the bigger city, you're under a lot of air pollution, you do need to be concerned because it can affect your heart. Now, just like anything else, obviously, you can do things in your home. You can do things to protect your air quality. I'm a big fan of being in control of all of that. You know, you can use HEPA air filters, very important. You can put those in your home. You know, get a home that's outside of the city so you're not so exposed to it that you have a little bit more air quality wherever you live. Always a very important thing to do. So there's several things that can be done. But at the end of the day, you know, when you're looking at air quality, making sure that you want to get, you know, full control of that so that the water you drink, air you breathe, the exercise you get or don't get, all those sorts of things, it's all critical and it's all very important to go from where you are to where you need to be with your health. I thought that was very, very interesting. Not only is it just toxic to the body overall, but it's toxic to the heart. And that is a key. Because once your heart gets damaged, those cells are one of the sets of cells in the body that do not regenerate. So, you know, as much as your liver regenerates, The heart cells, cardiac cells, typically do not. And that's something that we all need to be concerned about. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to the Best in Healthy Talk Radio, the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Let's go to Tanya. Hi, Tanya.
Hello.
How can I help, darling?
Thank you. I'm sorry. I'm tuning up. I've listened to your show so many times and wanted to call. Thank you for taking my call.
Of course.
My daughter just turned 23 in May, and she started having irregular heartbeats. She'd never done this before, never had any problems. She's never had any health issues other than that she has alopecia.
Okay.
Totalis, that started when she was 11.
Right.
She does have that going on in her body, and she has had pneumonia several times, so she has that going on. But this irregular heartbeat stuff just kind of came up out of the blue, and it makes her feel really bad when it does it. She'll be feeling fine, and then she can kind of feel it coming on, kind of like her, she says her stomach tightens up. And she starts hurting through her chest, and her heart starts just beating just really all over the board. And not necessarily fast, but just beating all over the board. So after a couple of times, we took her, she went to the doctor, and they've done all kinds of blood work. And they, at first they said her thyroid was a little high. They went back for a double check and said it was normal. And they said that her iron was a little low to take iron supplement. So she, I said, why don't you just try to do that and hold up on this beta blocker thing. And since then she has done it a few times, but not too bad.
Now, it comes and goes, though, right? It's not constant. It'll just come for a little while and then it'll leave.
Well, no, it may last. No, there's been like a whole day she had to call out from work and just was in bed all day because she just felt so bad.
And they did EKG and everything and said that her heart was clear, right?
Right, right. He says that her heart is fine. That's what he said. He said, it's my job to determine that your heart is fine. Your heart appears to be fine, but there's something that's making it do this. Something in your system that's making it do this.
And, does she have anxiety?
Well, no.
She gets anxious?
No, not any more than anybody else. We all have things.
Does she have a hard time sleeping at night?
No. No, she's never had any problem with that. Now, you know, she doesn't live at home now. She is in college. She's a senior in college. And she does. She has a very active lifestyle. She, you know, the thing in college, she works full, you know, part-time. And, you know, and that works here in her hometown. Her college is in another town. And
so the stress levels could be high for her.
But, yeah, she's got a lot going on.
Okay. And this started, what, about how long ago did this start, really kicking in?
In May.
How long has she been working multiple jobs in school?
Oh.
For a long time.
She's a senior
now in college, so she's coming to a new level in her life. They've done all the tests. I mean, I can share a couple things with you for sure in just a moment. We're going to go into a commercial break. We'll talk about that speeding up of the heartbeat, especially when the doctors have gone in, done every test just about under the sun. They're scratching their head, and they're just saying, well, here, let's do a beta blocker and let's just see how it goes. I understand the philosophy behind that, why they're doing that, but I think there might be some nutritional issues that are combined with that. We'll get into that when we come back.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency or more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
By now, you know the smart way to buy emergency food storage is calories per dollar. Ready Supply Foods sells you 50% more food for your money. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. You need 2,000 calories per day under ideal conditions. Most 30-day kits don't have enough calories to sustain you for more than a week. They just don't have enough nutrition to do the job. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We are the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Dr. Otto Warburg won the Nobel Prize for discovering how cells breathe. He also discovered how normal cells turn into tumor cells. He discovered the one prime cause of cancer was cellular oxygen deficiency. Dr. Joanna Budwig built upon the work of Dr. Warburg and discovered how to feed the cells to overcome this oxygen deficiency. She found that it was the sulfur in the cottage cheese that when mixed with fresh pressed flax oil, that the flax oil would become emulsified and more readily absorbed. Flax oil delivered in this manner was able to restore oxygen transfer to all cells of the body. Now there's a new method of pressing seed oils that produces the highest quality, zero oxidation, undamaged seed oils. The results on these seed oils alone are amazing. Now add our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein Powder that is much higher in the sulfur amino acids than cottage cheese is, and you have a winning combination to confer health and energy like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
To find out more, connect with OnCall Radio online at InShapeNetwork.com.
Triple 8-283-7272. Lines are open. Going to the break. Talking with Tanya, and she's been struggling with her daughter having an issue with an irregular heartbeat. It's been speeding up and then slowing down, and the doctors have pretty much done every test they could and found really nothing to be wrong from their end. And so they gave her a beta blocker, which has a real propensity to slow things down in the heart, and they're just going to see how things go. But mom doesn't really think that's a great idea, and she's wanted to maybe get her off the caffeine, the fluids, like they mentioned, and then go from there. But you're saying she's still having a couple of episodes, right? So it's kind of concerning you.
Well, yeah, she does still do it. I mean, she didn't take the beta blocker, and she didn't want to either. She didn't want to start taking something that she would be having to take, and we're just not really big on taking medicine unless you just really have to take it. If there's some alternative, better diet, better lifestyle, but, you know, something like that to help. And so that's why she is doing no caffeine and more fluids and, you know, trying to get more rest and, you know, right, things like that to try to see if that would help, you know. And but she has still had these episodes, maybe not as bad as before because she's doing these things, but she has still done it. And no, we haven't started taking, you know, doing that beta blocker thing yet. And that's why I called you last night.
Right. Well, here's the thing. The deal is when it comes to the heart, there's a couple things to understand. If they check the thyroid and the thyroid is doing great, and even if it was a little bit off, but they said it's okay within range, that's still something to keep an eye on because the thyroid gland definitely regulates the heartbeat. I mean, we know that for sure. The other thing, too, is whenever you're under a lot of stress and, you know, with her having to, you know, work and be in school and being a senior, you know, and there's some safety that is in college. And, you know, you go through those years and you're studying and it's tough and you got to work and pay your way. And some people do and all that. And that can be stressful. But, you know, graduating and then kind of launching out into the world can be very stressful. And so you get out of your comfort zone in your world of college and now real life starts, so to speak. So that could cause some stress too. And it could be causing anxiety in her that can mimic a lot of a heart-related condition. So if nothing showed up on the EKG, which typically you can really see a lot on EKG if there's something going on with the heartbeat itself. But if nothing showed up there, nothing showed up on the thyroid, then it probably could be anxiety. And it could be GABA, which is a neurotransmitter. Low GABA levels can play a big role. They can cause the actual heart itself to almost do irregular heartbeats. It can make almost a pressure within the chest. That can be kind of tough. So, I mean, there's a lot that can happen from the brain chemistry side. Also, the B vitamins. We get low on B vitamins. They're water soluble. So if we're not getting the right kind of foods, a lot of the dark leafy greens, so we're not getting a lot of the Bs, then it can cause major issues within the body. And so if you're not, you know, taking a B complex type supplement can be very helpful. Increasing the dark leafy green vegetables and fruits can play a big role too, get a lot of the Bs out of there. So, I mean, to replenish what you're getting, what you're losing, what the body's doing going under so much amount of stress, I mean, that is always a big key. So, I mean, as far as what she's dealing with, until she's addressed some of the nutritional concerns, and you can do some pretty extensive nutritional blood analysis outside of kind of the standard tests that are done to really evaluate and see exactly what's going on. So just a couple things to think about, a couple of items to put on the checklist as you're walking through this with your daughter. I mean, I think that, you know, her, I don't know where she stands with her lifestyle choices, eating well and that sort of thing. I'm pretty much a stickler when it comes to eating a certain way, cutting out inflammatory foods, eating an anti-inflammatory diet, because when you're going through any kind of major symptoms, you always want to make sure that you have a good diet in place, that the foundation can be right. And that's one of the first things that she would want to do, is start eating the foods that will remove inflammation in the body and not really cause any major deficiencies, making sure that she's getting a balanced amount of lean quality proteins, low glycemic carbohydrates in the form of fruits and vegetables, and the good healthy fats, so getting all of that. All that's really important. So just a couple things, but the B vitamins, vitamin B6, B5, all of those are critical to her overall health, and especially managing what's going on with the heart. Niacin B3 is very, very important. NADH, we call it sometimes. And then also B12, all the Bs. And then omega-3 fats. The omega-3, like cod liver oil, fish oil, extremely important. So if she's not taking supplements along with a really good diet, you could probably see some issues like that. And if it's GABA, that's a whole different animal. I would ask her physician, you know, what they think about her GABA levels. And there's a lot of foods you can do. You want, actually, with GABA, you want to stay away from certain foods. But there's quite a few health foods. I talk about that in my book, Empowering Your Health, which you can get at empoweringyourhealth.com. That can be a great resource for you. But, yeah, I mean, the brain chemistry plays a role, especially, see, the key here is they've done all the tests, and there's nothing really showing up. So it's kind of like, we'll take this medicine, we'll see how it goes. And I know that's not going to sit well with anybody. So they're just kind of at least giving you something really to pacify along the way. But that's standard of care. So nobody's doing the wrong thing by any means. That's textbook. But if you can't find anything, just from a natural perspective, that's what I would look into. Definitely GABA levels. Also looking to see if it's a B vitamin deficiency. I mean, you can do something simple. And she can go to a health food store or lifestyle research or wherever she wants to go and start looking at B vitamins. Something as simple as that. And eating more vegetables and seeing how her body responds, increasing omega-3 fatty acids, coenzyme Q10, ubiquinol, very, very good. All of that can be helpful and see how her body responds. But your mom, I know you're keeping tabs on it. No one's going to be more on top of it than you are. So that's just some good information, some resources out there about that kind of condition and what could be some of the culprits. If they didn't do a TPO antibody test, thyroid peroxidase, that might be a good one to do because it shows the autoimmune tendency of the thyroid. If it was off a little bit, sometimes that can be a hidden test that would be good to do just to gather the information, okay? Thanks for the call. We'll always be here for you. 888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
Have you been injured, had an automobile accident? Did you suffer a slip and fall or get injured at your job? Well, accidents can happen at any moment, and you don't need to live in pain. That's why Accident Center USA can help you get the right doctor to treat your injury and get you to qualified attorneys that can help you get the cash settlement that you deserve. Most insurance companies will pay for an accident regardless of how it happened. At Accident Center USA, we have doctors that you can trust that get you the attorneys that will fight for you and get you paid. Call Accident Center USA today at 888-872-8885. That's 888-872-8885. Or visit AccidentCenterUSA.com. That's AccidentCenterUSA.com. Remember, if you've had an accident, been injured, or had an automobile accident, you don't have to live in pain. There are qualified doctors that will help you and attorneys that will fight for you. Call 888-872-8885 or go to AccidentCenterUSA.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
To find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Check us out on the web, send me an email. I'll be glad to make it part of the show and do what we can to help you, or if you want me to answer in private, we can do that as well, too. What are you struggling with? Let's talk about you. This show is about you. It's about your health. It's about your life. Whatever you're struggling with, diabetes, heart disease, arthritis, fibromyalgia, the list goes on and on. But just know this. If the body can get sick, it can also get well. So if you can lifestyle your way into getting sick, you can lifestyle your way out and get well. My book is Empowering Your Health. That's what it's all about. EmpoweringYourHealth.com. You want to pick up a copy of that. And that's really what it is. It's about going from A to Z with your health and understanding that you don't have to be stuck, that you really can go to the next level with your health and with your life. Are you a big smoker? Well, the cigarette makers and the FDA now are clashing over new graphic ads. The cigarette makers clash with the regulators of the U.S. federal court over new graphic labels and advertising that are using pictures of rotting teeth and diseased lungs to warn consumers about the risk of smoking. I love it. So the tobacco industry asked Judge Richard Leon on Wednesday for a temporary injunction to block the U.S. Food and Drug Administration's requirement for the labels pending a final decision on whether the labels are constitutional. Constitutional? Really? So the Obama administration argued, however, that the companies would not suffer irreparable harm without a preliminary injunction. So the labels are part of a 2009 law passed by Congress that requires color warnings on cigarette packages and on printed advertising, which already carry text warnings from the U.S. Surgeon General. Nobody pays attention to that anyway. So the industry says that the new graphic warnings due to and are going to effect, actually, on September 2012, forced them to engage in this type of advertising that should be something that they will agree on. So basically, so the government can tell people how to live, they're saying. Floyd Abrams, a prominent First Amendment specialist, also representing the tobacco industry, but they can't force people who sell tobacco to buy their mouthpieces. So bottom line is they're just everybody's in a big uproar about it. And obviously the advertising can hurt. I mean, do you want to see rotten teeth with a cigarette in it, or do you want to see some, you know, picture some young teenager that looks cool smoking a cigarette? It all sends a message. And no wonder they're frustrated. They've been doing the Marlboro Man for the last, 75 years, whatever it's been. You know, it's cool to smoke, they say. And that's what all the advertising, they want to keep people doing that. But, I mean, it's come to a point where it's like we all know what tobacco does to the body. So I'm glad they're actually putting the ads out with rotten teeth. I mean, that is just crazy. Any doctor, first thing they're going to tell you is you can get somebody to quit smoking. You're going to transform 50% of the symptoms that they're dealing with. The same thing with weight loss. So it really doesn't take to get well. It doesn't take a lot of rocket science. A lot of it really is common sense. And on this show, that's what we want to do, is we want to show you the common sense of what it takes to really get well, stay well, and live well, because you can. You don't have to be stuck. You have to make better decisions. That's what it comes down to, making the right decisions so you can go from the next level in your health. Next level health, that is what it's all about. 888-283-7272. Lines are open if you want to give me a call. Now we're going to go to Catherine. Hi, Catherine. Welcome, darling.
Hi, how are you?
Living well, sweetheart. What can I do?
Okay. I'm concerned about an expanded GI panel. Some results on this test. The first one that I had showed a lot of yeast. It said yeast many and plus 4 geotrichum candidum.
Okay.
And the test, the results that I got just last week, no yeast isolated, but now some other problems have showed up, and I'm concerned about them, and I don't know what to do about it. One of them is pathogens / bacterial overgrowth detected, and the other one is toxoplasma positive,
okay.
And the other one is Trichinella spiralis.
Okay, so with all of this, let me just stop you right there. With all of this, what is your main concern? I understand that you've got some issues that are out of balance in the expanded GI panel that you're concerned about, but what is your main concern?
Are these parasites, this Trichinella spiralis and the toxoplasma? My doctor said I can give you a prescription to take care of this, and she said it's not... she acted like it wasn't a big problem, but she said, if I give you a prescription, it's going to make the yeast come back. And I don't want the yeast come back, but I don't want any parasites either, if that's what this is. So I don't know what to do. Is there, can I use wormwood or something to get rid of this, or is this, should I take the prescription from the doctor?
Well, I mean, that's something that you're going to have to make a decision on. I mean, I'm not going to tell you which one you should do. But I mean, if you found all of those in the study that they did, and she has a prescription that will knock it out, which I know what she's gonna, I know what they're gonna give you. But at the end of the day, you can do wormwood and black walnut and all that sort of thing. But if you've got all this going on, it would seem to me that you might. It's gonna come down to whether you want to do it naturally or with medicine, because they're both gonna work. Now the medicine's gonna have side effects. A little bit, but not that bad. I mean, really not that big of a deal. And with the yeast itself, one of the best ways to get rid of yeast, you know, you can use the medications, and they will work. You know, Diflucan or Nystatin, they can both work. So, I mean, it's pretty much the same medication. But, you know, at the same end of the day, when you're dealing with yeast, you want to make sure that you're doing everything you can to keep a good gut flora. Good gut flora is important. Probiotics are always important. Definitely be in a place where, you know, it can disrupt how your body's functioning, and it can disrupt your overall quality of life, which, as you know, you're probably experiencing that right now. You got to just be careful. So it just comes down to what you want to do. They're both going to work. Just depends on the severity of your symptoms, okay? But don't let it worry you. Your doctor's not leading you in a wrong direction. I mean, she's definitely giving you very good advice just to take the medicine that she's going to prescribe. So nothing wrong with that. It just comes down to whether it's mild, moderate, or severe case of what you've been dealing with. Okay? 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to the Best in Healthy Talk Radio, the show where your health is your greatest wealth. You can send me an email, getwellradio.com. Let's go to Mike right now. Hi, Mike. Oh, we lost Mike. Let's go to Don. Hi, Don.
Hey, good evening. This is Don.
How can
I
help, Don?
Okay, what I was calling about, I was watching a health show. I think it was an endocrinologist. He was talking about older men, probably 55 and older, measuring their testosterone level and then giving small doses, not anything large, but trying to get their testosterone level back to where it was when they were probably in their 30s. He was saying that's when your testosterone peaks and then slowly goes off. And the symptoms he was addressing with that is, of course, maybe slowing down aging a little bit, but mainly gathering more energy and helping a lot of other part of the aging process. And I was just curious what you thought of that.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen that model. I've seen how they've been doing that, but I'm still a big fan of using everything you can in your own body to get it functioning or get your own testosterone levels up. And you can do that with certain herbal combinations. You can do that with exercise and your diet by getting about 30% of your diet, 25 to 30% of your overall diet in good healthy fats. That's going to keep your testosterone levels at a real strong level. So anytime you put exogenous testosterone in the body, you're going to cause negative feedback. Negative feedback is where your own testosterone levels will tend to go lower because they're not getting what they were getting, you know, or they're getting something from the outside. So it's almost making your body chill out and not work as hard. And the idea is to get your body to work harder, you know, so it's not so lazy. So your body can start producing testosterone at a better level, at a higher peak level. And that's really what you want to accomplish. So is this something you've done or just something you're researching?
It's just really something I'm interested in. I feel as I'm aging, of course, I don't have the energy that I had before. And I would like to look at natural sources like herbal things, but I don't know of any.
Okay. When you say, so your energy levels and all that have shifted, have you changed anything radically in your lifestyle, like your diet and all that, or you're just now looking into it?
Just now looking into it, I haven't changed anything radically. I think I eat fairly healthy as is. My weight's where it needs to be. I still exercise and play sports, but I don't have the energy level that I used to have.
Yeah, I got you. What is your age?
50.
Have you had your testosterone level checked?
I have not. I have not had it checked to see if I just saw this show and it just kind of piqued my interest.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, my thoughts are this. First things first, if you want to look at getting your testosterone levels up, couple of things. L-arginine, L-citrulline, both of those are known to be very helpful. Maca root is really good. Tribulus terrestris, that's a really good herbal formula. Keeping your zinc levels up is very important. Zinc is a critical mineral for testosterone production. And exercising about 20 to 30 minutes a day, about 4 days a week of high-intensity weightlifting has been proven to keep your testosterone levels up. And about 25 to 30% of fats in your diet is key as well. So that's a good roundabout. I'm not a big fan, again, of putting the testosterone in. Even at 50, you're still really young. You know, get a blood test done and have them check out your actual levels. So that's something else to think about as well. My book is called Empowering Your Health, and I talk a lot about that in there. It might be a great resource for you, okay? Thanks so much for the call. We'll be right back.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency on more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Paid Chick, non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Connect with OnCall Radio and watch OnCall TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to the Best in Healthy Talk Radio, the show where your health is your greatest wealth. And it is your greatest wealth. No matter what anyone tells you, it was given to you for free, you know, most of us anyway, when we were born. And we spent all of our life working so hard to take care and build wealth and get a home, cars, take care of our kids and all that. And financially, it's very important. Absolutely. But we can't lose our health in the middle of it. Our health was given to us for free, and all we have to do is take care of it, making better choices every single day. That's all we have to do, is to make good choices. So the choices we make today can and will determine the kind of health that you're going to have tomorrow. And it's true. But are you willing to? Are you willing to make those choices? I hope you are. Because so many times people are not. They just let it go. And their health goes. And then you're going to spend all your money in your latter part of your days trying to reclaim your health. And you don't need to do that. Hot flashes are linked to high cholesterol. This is really interesting. Several studies now have linked hot flashes to an increased risk for heart disease. And now new research suggests a link between these menopause symptoms and increased cholesterol. The study is being presented in Washington, D.C. this week at the 22nd annual meeting of the North American Menopause Society. That's interesting in itself. Kind of interesting just to hang out. The North American Menopause Society. Societies for everything. Researchers followed more than 3,000 women in their 40s and early 50s for 7 years as they transitioned through menopause. And after taking into account other heart disease risk factors, they found that hot flashes and, to a lesser extent, night sweats to be predictive of higher cholesterol. Now, more hot flashes the women had, the higher their LDL, which is the bad cholesterol, and HDL, good cholesterol. Since the raised LDL is a major risk factor for heart attack and stroke, while high HDL is associated with lower risk for those events, the meaning and the findings are somewhat murky, the researchers say. So I think hot flashes and night sweats tell us something about women's cardiovascular risk and health, but it's also likely that the message is quite complex. Study researcher Rebecca Thurston of the University of Pittsburgh, that's what she told WebMD in the article. So hot flashes and high cholesterol go hand in hand, they're saying. There is a strong correlation. But, you know, at the end of the day, cholesterol, if it's elevated, just because it might be 190 to 220 for your total number, that's not, it's outside of the normal range for standard of care, but technically for physiology of the body, it's not that big of a deal. So if you're predisposed to heart attacks, you've already had one, then that's a different story. But for the average bear, usually those cholesterol numbers are okay, and your body can function quite well. You always want to go with what your doctor says, obviously, but I'm just telling you what research says, especially in Europe. They've done some research on that as well. Because you need cholesterol for all your hormones in the body. And that's why they're linking some of the hot flashes, high cholesterol, and cardiovascular disease. Because you are going to have hot flashes a lot of times if cholesterol is off. And your hormones are going to be off too. And, of course, there is now correlation, I guess, with the different cardiovascular effects. So, interesting to say the least. 888-283-7272. You can check us out online, send me an email, getwellradio.com. Let's go to Richard now. Hi, Richard. Welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you?
Living well. What's going on?
Good. I just have a question. I just got involved with a doctor who is a chiropractor, and he talks all about maximized living.
Okay.
And I'm fairly young. I don't have too many health problems. My wife, she Her family history has to do with obesity, heart disease, diabetes, and I guess I'm sorry, I'm a little nervous about being on
the
radio.
Okay. No, don't worry about it. It's okay.
But really, he just talks about, you know what I mean, not taking medication to cover up symptoms, and that he can cure most things by taking care of the spinal cord. Are you familiar with maximized living? I know it's kind of a...
I am.
Okay. Well, I'm just calling to kind of see what your opinion is on those things. You know what I mean? Because you go to see him, and it's kind of like a pressured sale, but he does have really dramatic results with a lot of people. And
Have you talked to those people where they've had dramatic results?
Yeah, like, you know what I mean? Like people that had diabetes, and then after he worked with them for so long, they don't have to take insulin anymore. People that were on depression medication, and then, you know, he corrected their spinal cord. And so then, you know what I mean, their organs and their brains started working better, or for lack of better terms, they didn't need to take those.
So do you have any health challenges? Is that why you're going? Do you have back pain, neck pain? Do you have any type of do you have any type of structural issue that led you to go there?
Well, I do have back problems. I was in a car accident about 10 years ago, and I do get lower back pain. I probably didn't go to see my chiropractor for as long as I should have after my accident.
Right.
And so it's intermittent. It comes and goes. And my wife went too. And he says, you know, he talks about your spinal cord and your neck should be at a like a 43.
Yeah, there should be a curve to it. It should have a nice cervical curve. Here's the deal. When it comes to the spine plays a role in the body, but it's not everything. You've got three sides, the mental side, the chemical side of the body, which is all the body chemistry with nutrition and everything else, and then the structural side, the bones, the muscles, and the nerves. Is the spine important to the body? Yes. Will it change everything? Will moving a bone in the spine and allowing a nerve to function better cure diabetes? That's a strong, strong statement. There's way too much physiology going in the body for that one statement. I'd be a little bit leery when it comes to just working with disease in the spine, but back pain, neck pain, headaches, and all that, that's very important. But can it play a factor? Yes, it can be a factor, but it's not everything. It's about 10 to 20, maybe 30% of the total equation. Keep doing some research on that and let me know.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding your medical condition.
Have you been injured, had an automobile accident? Did you suffer a slip and fall or get injured at your job? Well, accidents can happen at any moment, and you don't need to live in pain. That's why Accident Center USA can help you get the right doctor to treat your injury and get you to qualified attorneys that can help you get the cash settlement that you deserve. Most insurance companies will pay for an accident regardless of how it happened. At Accident Center USA, we have doctors that you can trust that get you the attorneys that will fight for you and get you paid. Call Accident Center USA today at 888-872-8885. That's 888-872-8885, or visit AccidentCenterUSA.com. That's AccidentCenterUSA.com. Remember, if you've had an accident, been injured, or had an automobile accident, you don't have to live in pain. There are qualified doctors that will help you and attorneys that will fight for you. Call 888-872-8885 or go to AccidentCenterUSA.com.